Why is the Federal Reserve relevant to agriculture? Find out today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm betting that the average farmer doesn't give a lot of thought to how the Federal Reserve Bank system might impact his or her life. But there is a connection. According to Nate Kaufman, the Omaha branch executive for the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City.
Most of what people know about the Federal Reserve is monetary policy. That means the determination of benchmark interest rates.
And says Kaufman, farmers do care about interest rates, more or less.
Interest rates don't typically factor in. They have not factored in all that much to, you know, what drives producers' decisions. But when rates increased by 500 basis points over the span of 2 years, it actually became one of the larger cost categories then in terms of increases.
Kaufman says 2024 has been a turning point year for farmers, signaling a potential decline in overall farm income.
We do have, I would say, a very heavy focus on monitoring credit conditions, because I would argue that what you start to see play out in the way of credit will give you both an early sense of the potential economic conditions that you're going to see later on, but then also the degree to which you would worry about risks that you might see in agriculture.
Kaufman was a guest on the Groundwork podcast from Farm Policy Facts. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.